Let's head down to the bayou. They do things just a little differently down there in Cajun country. A Louisiana couple's gender reveal is going viral after they used an alligator for the big moment.
An alligator?
A gator. I watched the video of this. It's posted to Facebook because, of course, it's posted to Facebook by the proud grandmother.
Of course.
Shows her son, Mike, or T-Mike, Klebert, placing a hollowed-out watermelon in the mouth of a 60-year-old alligator named Sally.
Did you say 60?
60-year-old alligator. So maybe they don't eat people as much when they're older. Sally chomps down on the melon, causing it to burst and reveal a blue substance signaling the baby will be a boy.
Oh, that's really... Okay.
T-Mike,
congratulations!
Who owns a gator farm and a tour company in Hammond, Louisiana, said that Sally, the 60-year-old gator, is part of our family, and we wanted her to be part of this big moment.
Of course she is. It's good to have pets.
Seriously, like, I'm watching this video, and he's, like, not just, oh, I just throw it at the gator, and she chomps it out of the air.
He's just, like, gently setting
it. Like, petting the gator.
Oh, she's just a little lovey gator. Don't pet gators, kids. It's bad. They'll hurt you.
I've never been to a gator farm. Not sure that I want to. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have night farms about falling into a gator farm.
Yeah, potentially.
I just can't swim fast enough. That's what I'm going to dream about now. However, congratulations to them on their upcoming bundle of joy.
It's very exciting for
them. Please keep the baby away from the gators.
Please. We beg you.
Well, this is some fun from Twitter. At times, Twitter has some decent humor to relay. Here's what they were doing online. If the person that came up with the name walkie-talkies named other things, what would they be called?
Nice. Okay, what do we got?
So, walkie-talkie, how about this? Parrots, wordy birdies.
Wordy birdies. I love that.
Stamps.
Love that.
Licky stickies. Nightmares. Screamy dreamies.
Nice.
Bumblebees. Fuzzy Buzzy. How about a defibrillator? A Hardy Starty.
That's
few
my
more.
Favorite.
Few more. Life Jackets. Bodie Cody's. Boxing Match. A Mighty Fighty. How about a grill? If the person who named walkie-talkies walkie-talkies called it a grill, a Meaty Heaty.
A Meaty. That should be like a microwave, though.
Hippos. Nice. Floaty Bodies. Pregnancy Test. Maybe Baby.
Nice.
And finally, maybe my favorite, a fork. A stabby grabby.
Stabby grabby. I need me a stabby
fun,
grabby.
Fun from Twitter.
Sometimes there's good stuff out there,
every
friends.
Once in a while.
Every so often.
Invention, innovation. Love celebrating those things. Well, here's a little bit different sort of invention, innovation. Let's see what you all think. There's a Kickstarter campaign called Slice of Sauce. Maybe you're tired of hitting the bottom of a glass bottle of ketchup to add sauce to your burger. Well, Bose Fine Foods, which sounds like a wonderful company, has asked for $15,000 on Kickstarter to create Slice of Sauce. It's packets that contain thin slices of ketchup. You heard that correctly. Slices of ketchup. Now, judging by Hillary's reaction, I think her reaction is kind of similar to mine. Each packet will contain 8 slices of ketchup that are separated by cellophane, according to the company's website. So we used to call this square cheese, you know, like the American singles, the processed cheese. So it's like they're doing that for ketchup.
I'm just picturing the consistency being similar to like a fruit leather.
Yeah.
No.
I just don't know. I don't want my Jell-O in that sort of, or not Jell-O, but I don't want my ketchup in a Jell-O-y type of a form. But other people do, evidently.
What I am curious of, my mind goes here, though, like, because my husband does a lot of, like, bike camping where he packs his own stuff. I mean, is it lightweight, at least? Can you substitute it for, like, a tomato puree if you're camping?
Portion control, I guess. It's like, here's your slice of ketchup so
ketchup
your kids don't go hog wild.
Ketchup is not what I need portion control on.
The creator for the slice of sauce says the sauce slices. Can't get over that. The ketchup slices do not need to be refrigerated. They hope that people will take to it and enjoy a perfect no-mess option for sandwiches, wraps, and burgers. According to the company, the slices were developed, but the owner of the company was experimenting with family recipes and wanted to make a portable condiment.
Oh.
I think this sounds disgusting.
I do too. I think they're portable when they're in the little packets that you get from the fast food joints.
I do realize that there are people who may think differently than me. That's kind of what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
They asked for $15,000. They've reached more than $20,000 on Kickstarter.
Wow.
So I guess this is going to happen. So if you'd like your slice of ketchup, you can have your slice and eat it too.
Eat it too.
You mongrels.
No, you do you.
If you want ketchup by the slice, that's great.
I wonder if it would be nice because it's more like even coverage of the ketchup.
It's true.
I mean,
but then you can't draw the little face in your burger with the mustard and the ketchup.
The little happy faces and the I do love that.
Can you imagine? Like every waitress everywhere is like, excuse me, I don't have any ketchup. She just tosses a slice on your table.
Catch. Yeah. I'm not so sure. So many great things going on today with Hope and Hoops. Becca is in the house. Come here,
yes.
Becca. She can share a microphone with Mama, right? Hey, you.
Hi.
Spring
congrats.
Break.
Yeah.
Let me just before we get into Hope and Hoops, 500 days of practicing the piano consecutively?
Yeah.
As you are battling like severe illness and just all the other things that go on in child's life,
this
and
kid,
you
I
still
don't...
have 500 a day. That's a year and a half.
Yeah, like for the listeners that don't know, like 2-3 weeks ago, this kid had RSV, pneumonia, strep, and influenza all at once, and still practiced piano. I didn't make her. I promise. I was like, Becca, it's okay. You can. No.
So she is not intimidated in any form nor fashion by this little tyke's hoop here in the studio, because that's just paltry.
That's who she is, right?
So
you got this.
I'm good.
You're good.
She's okay. Good. She's good to go.
That sound means that we're no longer watching
samurais on jetpacks fighting with katanas.
Hello. The things that go on in this studio behind the scenes that people just have no idea.
Honestly way more fun being here. So
it
hope
really
you're
is.
Having a good day where you're at, but
yeah,
we're enjoying things here. Last second pledges are welcome. Last 2 days of Hope and Hoops. So get yourself in for those drawings, the $25 Gordy's card, $250 Gordy's shopping spree, and the $40 value 5-hour Action City Pass as well. Includes the trampoline park. You can text in a quick pledge. We will count it if you get it in right away at 715-396-1670. Again, that's 715-396-1670 or call 723-2555.
Giving some shouts out here to Sarah and Bill calling from Fall Creek with a pledge. Also, Ed, Chelsea, Heidi, Maria, Amy, Trulina, Vicky, Christina, Heidi, another Heidi. People are
Heidi's coming strong.
Wonderful and generous, and we love you all. So now to the task at hand. Miss Rebecca, are you ready?
I'm ready.
She's ready. Okay.
She's ready to set.
Here she goes. She's taking the first ball, the red ball. It is up and, oh, little heart. That's okay, baby girl. That's okay.
She's got the range now.
She's going to do this orange ball. Up and...
Oh,
she was robbed on that one.
Rim,
okay, this is my daughter, so just know that. Oh, third ball. So close. Fourth
now you
ball.
Got it. Now you got it.
Yeah,
there
we
go.
We got
that one
in.
Was perfect.
And fifth ball.
Oh,
circles the rim and out. Hey, that's
I'm surprised
not bad.
There hasn't been any litigation brought against Little Tykes for... spoiling children's hopes and dreams everywhere with that rim. Because
I know, it's terrible.
For goodness sakes, if you touch any part of the rim, it pops back out.
It's okay, though.
That was a great job, Becca.
You did better than I have some days, so.
Yay!
Yay! Good job. Thanks for coming in.
Now she's going to want one of these at home, and she'll practice 500 consecutive days on that as well, too.
Yeah.
We have a big one at home. The little tanks, I think, is more challenging.
But the big one isn't even up.
Well, it's because it's wintery still.
But it's supposed to be spring.
Well, it will be
true
soon.
True words just, have never been spoken.
Just not until after the weekend. It won't
it
be
spring. Better be spring soon.
Soon. We'll see. We're going to get snow this weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go sledding. Yay.
You know what? An Easter sledding excursion. That
right.
could be fun.
It absolutely could be.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.